created here by the sea, by tides and currents, over the last 400 years or so. So we need sand. What else do we need? We need some plants. We need the right sort of plants that can grow and thrive in this sort of environment. What else do we need?
Tide coming in.
Why do we need some tide coming in?
So the plants don't die.
Okay.
To form the dune as well.
Sand,
transportation. Yeah, we need a bit of transportation. We need sand to move. What also helps the sand to move around?
Wind.
Okay. Sand, vegetation, wind, some deposition. And one other thing that helps to get the whole process started. Also brought in by the sea.
Seaweed.
Yeah, seaweed. It's quite a key element of the whole process because it adds some organic material into the sand. You know, these plants are tough, so they do need something within the sand to get them started. They need some sort of nutrition. And the seaweed provides a bit of organic material. And we've got, you know, a reasonable amount of seaweed on the beach today. As we go along, it'll be interesting to see what the gulls are feeding on. There's something that's been washed up with the seaweed that's given them a good feast. So we'll have a look at that as we go along. So those are our ingredients to make a sand dune. Let's have a look at one of the key things about it, the plant.
Come on in then, please.
Incredibly tough, very resilient. You know, it can grow in places where many other plants can't. It's very tolerant of salt. You know, it gets covered by salt spray, especially in the winter. It can tolerate the salt spray. It can tolerate extremely dry conditions in the height of the summer. It can grow almost in bare sand. We mentioned it does need a bit of organic material in there, a bit of seaweed to get it going. But all in all, incredibly tough plant. It's very good at conserving water because the leaves are kind of rolled in on each other. You can actually open the leaf out and see a reasonably wide blade there. But actually, most of the time, the leaves are well rolled in, and that helps the plant to conserve water in a very dry environment. So what the marram grass does is, as it grows and develops, its roots spread through the sand, and that helps to bind the sand together. It gives it a bit of structure. The stems collect grains of sand which are moved around by the wind. And those two things working together eventually lead to this formation of these huge great mounds. It's like a living, growing thing. Just starting from the very basics of a few plants, like here, just growing outwards. And then just starting the whole process of building. Marram is the dominant plant on our sand dunes, at least this first section of sand dunes. And without the marram, you know, we probably wouldn't have the sort of dune system that we see here today. Okay, let's head on down a bit more.
Cheers, Will. Also, I would have guessed too.
Well, I guess if you get enough on them.
Sand hoppers, is it?
There might be some sand hoppers in here, but most of the movement I can see is just these small flies. Well, I suppose seagulls are really successful because they're, you know, they're very, very generalist in what they eat. You know, they're almost like scavengers, and they'll take advantage of any food supply that's there. So, good luck to them.
Yeah.
The face of it, you might think it's just young marram grass, but actually, this is something different. This is called sand sedge. It has a sort of very stiff, quite a bristly leaf and grows in these sort of distinctive...